It's books always... are better than people.
Yeah. Books don't talk back.
They do not.
No.
They tell you exactly what you need to know.
And you can always just shut a book and be like, dude, I don't like you. You suck. You just killed your cat. Like, we're done.
Yeah, we're...
Never again.
We are through, yeah. Kara is destroying...
I am destroying everything. Her mic. We should talk about Tales from Booksellers. Yes.
Oh, I just said I was going to try to not sing on the podcast.
Okay, no, you should do it.
No.
And then you should insert random book titles into the lyrics.
Like, do-do-do-do-do-do, American Gods.
Yes, exactly. Exactly like that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll keep that one. We won't edit that out.
No. Never. Why? Neil Gaiman, perish the thought.
How dare. How dare you. Okay. So, now that you know who we are, what we do.
Why we exist.
What all this is, you know. Oh, I just remembered. I need to not slam things down on the table and put in a correction because I didn't do any of my homework last time. And I lied to every single one of you and told you that Maximum Ride was based off of the other James Patterson novel of When the Wind Blows. And apparently that's not true, according to the Googles. Or the interwebs.
The yeah. Love those creatures.
I know. Yeah, apparently he was inspired by his own story to then write that. So there's no connection. It's just they happen to be kids with wings.
All right, but since he inspired himself, I mean, I feel like there's a connection there. So
yeah. Again, apparently none of the character names are the same. It's all different, except for the fact that it's the same. But I'm not James Patterson, so I don't know. I'm just fixing a correction before anybody attacks me.
I won't attack you. Because kids with wings, I would have come to the same place. So
fair.
But you know, we did find a cool fact out about James Patterson recently. That he swore $1 million to independent bookstores. And he has nearly completed his pledge. So,
nice.
Yay for somebody who
for him.
Is totally into supporting local independent booksellers everywhere.
And I will say, like, I mean, granted, he has a book coming out like almost every other week. But yeah, people are still buying them up like crazy. I myself have only read three or four James Patterson novels. And I think this was before he started having co-writers. Because I read When the Wind Blows and I read like two more. I don't remember what they are because it was way back, probably around high school-ish. Maybe a little after high school. Because my mom loves James Patterson. Like she reads... She's obsessed with the Number Murder series. I forgot what it's called. But it's like First to Die, Second Chance, Third Time's a Charm. I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
It's the one that he writes with Maxine Petro. I don't know how to say her last name. But yeah, my mom has been keeping up with all of those. And so I like to use my discount and send her those books. So
good son that you are.
I try.
I like that he has, you know, his own press now, the James Patterson Presents, and he is encouraging other writers and championing other people as well. So that's pretty.
Because cool. I know I've seen that mostly with like the younger style books, like young adult and kids. I haven't has he done any like more of like the adult thrillers that are the Presents kind of things? And I'm doing air quotes for those who are not visually watching us, even though we have no visual medium.
They felt it.
Yeah,
they felt those air quotes.
I'm sending you air quote vibes.
I've only seen it in YA.
Okay.
So.
Because I think there are some kids ones too, and I only base that off of having to unbox all of those books.
Oh, I remember selling them. We have a lot of middle grade books that he's done or that he's co-written that sell fairly well. So yay for him.
Good for him.
I too have to say something about our last podcast. I mentioned that there was no bookstores in Zimbabwe, to which my brothers were like, what is wrong with you?
Did they call you out?
They totally like called me out. They were like, really, Cara? And I was like, I don't remember us going to bookstores. And apparently there were a few. Okay. My parents did not take me to them that often. We went to flea markets and other places like that. And I'll probably talk about that in a later podcast, my experience shopping for books there. The books that we did have in the bookstores were very, very expensive because they were obviously imported in. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to come by. So
I will say, surprisingly, like antique stores, thrift stores, flea markets, they're very hit or miss, but you can usually find some delicious treasures book-wise. Not food-wise. I said delicious, so I'm
they also delicious
not to
books.
Confuse myself. But yeah, like as I have many a book from like an antique mall because I was just like running around mostly trying to find like Halloween stuff that nobody wanted anymore, and I was gonna buy it up, and then I would find a book instead.
Those are the best moments.
I know. Like I found a really pretty copy of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
From there, it was like one of the, I think it was like a Reader's Digest like anniversary edition, leather bound, and I paid like $4 for it, and then I went on to the interwebs and found out that it costs a little bit more than that, or it's worth a little bit more than that at least. But yeah, little treasures here and there, so it doesn't always have to be a bookstore. It can always be anywhere that people sell their old stuff.
That's true too. Or maybe there's some impressive libraries in other places that
that's true.
We'll probably end up talking about. But you find some impressive, here's my air quotes.
It sounds like you're hinting
impressive at books at some of these places.
It sounds like you might be hinting at what our subject matter is for this specific episode.
Maybe just a little.
Maybe.
Just maybe.
I mean, granted, I can see your air quotes, so I know. I'm on the inside. I got that inside knowledge.
You got it.
Yep. So do tell. What is the most impressive bookstore? Or, you know, book place. I should say, because I have the notes and I skimmed ahead.
You did. You just missed all that white space under your name, my friend.
Hey now, I have my own notes.
Oh my. You got
also
off the script.
This.
Kind of. We did.
Yeah, we got to talk.
We actually do talk about stuff before we just talk randomly to strangers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about a book place, my most impressive book place recently. Cheating a little bit. It's the Trinity College in Dublin, the Old Library.
Ooh.
And if you're ever in Ireland, which is literally the most beautiful place on the planet, I think, personally, that's just me with the friendliest people. You should.
I believe you.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I've never been to Ireland.
Oh, you need to go.
I heard it's very pretty. Like,
very pretty.
Like it's like magically pretty.
It's kind of like the Shire pretty.
All right, you sold me.
So yes.
I mean, you literally put you lay your Tolkien on anything, and I'm in. Sorry,
and
continue.
They drink lots of tea, and so, it's just awesome.
Again,
that's
right
just
up
all
your
I'm
alley.
Gonna say. Yep. And the Old Library is just gorgeous. And if you think the Beauty and the Beast Library, this whole long room.
Goals.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I would never be able to read many books, but
you don't get that close to the books. And there is like different stories of them going up and then it arches above you. But it's just being in that room is just so impressive. And obviously, its big claim to fame is the Book of Kells, which you get to go in if you do that tour, and you can see it. Obviously, you can't touch it,
Right.
Because that would be bad. No touching. But it's just, it's so pretty to see it. And it's such an old, historic book and such a marker of that time that, you know, you literally feel like you're in a story. So
nice.
I would say that, most impressive. And then just as a side note, because I was recently in Columbus and I went to the Book Loft.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. It's a house of books.
I know.
They have more books than I do.
What?
I know.
I mean, we're literally sitting in a little nook of your pile of books.
That's true. But they have more. I think that's going to be my aspiration.
Is to just have...
It's just books everywhere. Wall-to-wall, like, you'll just like walk into my bathroom ceiling, and there'll be books there. And yeah, you'll like turn a reading corner and there's more books. And you just...
Well, we did talk about trying to build a house out of books last time, so...
And now I'm truly inspired by the Book Loft.
Yeah, that's fair. That is absolutely fair. Again, more goals.
More goals.
Yeah.
Yep. And of course, you can't go to a bookstore without buying books. So.
Right.
Right. I mean.
If you walk in and then walk out with nothing in your hands, like what are you?
And who are you?
Who
You're
are
right.
you?
It's exactly.
Like, it's like, I don't think we can be friends.
Yeah, that unless, would do it for me unless, too. I'd be like, listen, you didn't buy a book. I'm sorry. This is over.
Right. Like, I will give you a pass only because I've been in this situation if you're broke, because I have been in that situation. I've walked into a bookstore and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want this book so bad. I have $20 in my bank account. The book costs like $15. And I'm like, do I only want to have $5 until Friday?
And do I need to eat?
Right. It's like, yeah, like... Tacos, books. I will give you a pass in that kind of situation. But yeah, if you have the means, by all means, walk
buy
out
a
with
book.
A book.
Support your independent booksellers.
Yes.
So I did buy books a lot.
How many did?
Well, that wasn't the only bookstore we went to. Okay. Maybe like 10. Maybe more,
just
maybe
there?
Less. Who can say? No, yeah. Not just there. Just there,
as
I bought like 4.
Okay.
Because
I remember
maybe.
They do have a lot of like kind of bargain priced books.
They do. The ones I got were hardbacks, and they were from the Mirror Visitor quartet by Christelle Dabo, who is a French writer, and her books have been translated. And if you are a fan of fantasy, you will love these. They are the quirkiest, most fun, awesome read. It's kind of like Pride and Prejudice meets Philip Pullman.
Nice.
Meets maybe a little bit of Tolkien, because her world building is phenomenal. All thrown into one. It's awesome.
Nice.
So I highly recommend that.
I may have to go and do that. Get those, because again
I have an extra copy.
Okay, maybe I'll just borrow yours, because you are a physical lending library, to be honest.
Yes. Books for everyone.
Yes, even when you're just like, no, take it. No,
just
take
just
it,
take it. Yeah, shove it into your hands.
Yes,
and run
you
away.
Make sure, you will hide it somewhere in my car, or in, you know, somewhere. Like, you will literally hide books and hopes that I find them. And I usually do. That's fine. I will have to say that my most impressive books are, it's not mine. The most impressive bookstore I've ever been to is in Denver, Colorado. And it is one of the locations of the tattered cover bookstore. Because I found out they have a few locations. And the one that I went to wasn't even the original location, but it was the most impressive because it was in an old theater that had been like restored and then turned into the bookstore. So you walk in and it's just massive. Like, it's, I mean, because it's the size of a theater. So yeah, just imagine walking into a giant theater, but it's, instead of seats and a stage, it's
books.
Bookcases filled with books.
That's,
I know.
So do they still have the whole screen in there, or?
No, I think it was a stage theater. okay. Not like a movie theater, but yeah, it was, and I'm trying to recall my memory, which is never all that great, but I want to say their kids section was under the stage.
Ooh.
So you literally go like downstairs under the stage. I don't know. This might have to be a correction for the next episode. I might have to do a little bit more research, but.
But if that exists, how cool is that?
Yeah. Like,
I would have loved that.
Yeah. I remember going down some stairs, and then that was the kids department. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I went back to the fantasy section because I'm a creature of habit. And that's also where I don't know if I've ever worn it around you. I'm surprised I haven't. But I got my American Gods book cover t-shirt from there.
You have not worn that around me.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I've lost out.
It's a little snug.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a donut. I kind of look like one in it. But, you know.
Donuts, books, Neil Gaiman.
Right?
I don't know.
All of it. All of the above.
It goes together.
And it's that like really bright blue cover that the author's preferred text paperback is. Like that kind of like deep blue. But the t-shirt's kind of heathered. So it's kind of has a little bit of an age look to it. But yeah, I think if I remember correctly, that was by the out of print book clothing. Well, they do more than clothing now, but that brand. So I did get that, but I also am going to pick my book recommendation from something that I came across there, and it turns into kind of a fun book hunting story.
Ooh,
because while trolling the many shelves
3 hours later
of this gigantic, yeah, I told my husband, I was like, I'm gonna be here a while. He understood. So I trolled around looking, found this weird book that I did not purchase at the time. But I remembered what the cover looked like. I did not remember the title. I did not remember the author. And that's very much a thing that happens in bookstores. You get people coming in, and it's like, so the cover has this, and I don't know who it's by, and I don't know what it's called. And then you have to do this crazy search for these random books that people are talking about. And I was that person, except I never tried to do it like on any kind of bookseller.
You spared the booksellers.
I did my own research, and it only took, I think, about 6 years for me to find this book.
Do you think it would have been faster if you'd gone to a bookseller?
I don't know. Well, because it's not one that I usually find at any other bookstore, because I always try to see which ones actually have it. Turns out, like, we randomly got it at our store.
Oh, really?
Like, because I special ordered the sequel, and now we have both of them.
Ooh, do
so,
tell.
Yes.
There's a sequel.
Yes, I feel like I'm just building up.
But
I still haven't even said what it is. So the book that I'm finally going to tell you what it is. I'm not very good at building tension. Is called The City of Dreaming Books. And it's by Walter Moers. It's like Moers. So I don't know if I'm saying that right, because he is German. So I don't know if it's like Moers or something. I don't know. It's Moers. Walter Moers. And okay. Like lawnmower, I guess. I don't know. Yes. And it's so cute. Because, like I said, I remember the cover specifically because it was a little alien monster looking thing reading a book in a library. Like, I mean, I'm assuming it's a library because it's literally just shelves of books behind him.
Are there illustrations throughout this book?
There are.
I think I have this book.
Do you?
I think I do. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it's so cute. And it's so random. Like, there's like literal pages that are just kind of like, what is happening? I have no idea what's going on. So it is kind of, it does kind of bounce off the walls, but it's so fun. It's so cute. It's little monsters with books. I mean, come on.
How can you say no to that?
Right.
What monster are you if you say no to that? Monsters reading books.
And of course, there is also the sequel, which I have not read yet, but it's called, I forgot. Anyway, I will let you tell me.
It's just building suspense.
Sure. You know? That's how you do that. but we'll let you tell yours. So what book do you have for us? Give me.
Oh, what book are we recommending?
Yes. Well, mine was that one. Sorry.
I spoke about the Mirror Visitor books, which I love. We've been talking so much about Neil Gaiman recently. I feel like it's a theme that's come up. And your shirt, which I've yet to see.
Yes, I will show it to you.
Yes, now I have to see the shirt. And so I think I'm going to do a Neil Gaiman recommendation.
Nice.
And mine is going to be Ocean at the End of the Lane.
I loved. Oh my gosh, I love that book so much.
I love that book. It's so beautiful. And it just feels so personal. Like out of all of Neil Gaiman's books, which, I mean, he's Neil Gaiman.
Right.
He's awesome. They're all awesome. But that one just felt so real for a fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like he was pulling so much from like personal experiences. It felt that way. And it was just so dreamlike.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. Everybody should read that.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. Seconded. I don't think I could expand upon that any more than you already have. It's good. It's good.
So good.
It's real good. There's the show that they're doing in London, I think. I'll have to consult the internet because I only did some of my homework.
I
only fibbed a little earlier when I said I did my homework. I did some. I did enough, but not nearly enough. But it's,
I think you texted me something about this, and I think Scotland was mentioned because
maybe it's there.
Sent me something about them finding extras in Scotland.
Oh, that's different.
Is that different?
That's another Neil Gaiman thing, but that's different. This is how you build tension.
There's a lot of Neil Gaiman stuff going on. He's literally taking over the world, guys, in a good way.
We should call this We Heart Neil Gaiman.
We Heart Neil Gaiman.
We Heart every Neil episode. Gaiman podcast. Yeah. I'll have to consult the interwebs for as far as what I want to say. It's one of the stages in London is doing the Ocean at the End of Lane, because he posts about it all the time on his Facebook. But he also posted needing extras in Scotland for
Good Omens
season 2. I mean, I'm only, they finished the book when the first season.
They did.
So I'm curious as to what's going to happen. Like what?
I am too.
Where do we go?
I mean, a huge part of that book was Terry Pratchett's voice as well.
Right.
And the honor, Neil Gaiman. I know. I mean, Terry Pratchett's just great as well. I feel like you really felt that. So it'd be interesting to see what a season 2 script would look like without Terry Pratchett's input, I guess.
Right. And I feel like if anybody is going to kind of get that Terry Pratchett feel vibe kind of thing, it would be Neil Gaiman, because I know that they were like best friends,
they were besties,
and all that kind of stuff. Also, like when he was kind of like he did like a little tour, I guess is the best term for it, but like he just kind of went around to a bunch of cities, and he didn't, by the time he got to Cincinnati, he was like, I'm going to be honest, I don't really have anything planned. I'm just going to read a little bit from this. I'm going to talk. I'm going to take some questions. It was literally just like a night with Neil Gaiman.
Sounds amazing.
And it was great, because the Cincinnati Public Library was the one that kind of hosted it and did like the ticketing. And since I bought the tickets through there, I now am on their email list, so I know all of the things that the public library is doing, which is fun because they—I'm not going to lie—they are—they're on it.
We have a really great library system.
Yes.
Side note: support your libraries, people. Yes. They are important.
Neil Gaiman says so.
He does. He likes libraries and bookstores, and
yeah, he very much uses Ocean at the End of the Lane to put that library love out there. Because the main character, I feel like the main character was just him as a kid.
I do too.
Yeah.
Because, that personal note coming through.
So libraries are great. Also, when he was there and he started talking about Terry Pratchett, I'm not going to lie, I got some waterworks.
I believe it. It was a sad day when Terry Pratchett
I know.
Died.
I was at work when I found out. And I was just like, you guys, I need to take a break. I'm going to be back. At some point.
Who knows when?
Yeah.
Who knows how long this will last?
They're like, what happened? And I was like, Terry Pratchett died. And they're like, who's that? And I'm like, because I worked at a clothing store at the time, so nobody at a clothing store reads.
He's my uncle, and we were super close.
Right. We were best friends, except he didn't know it. But I had also, I think at that point, I had only gotten maybe 4 or 5 books into the Discworld books. Like reading them after that, like each one of them is kind of like, oh, miss you. And of course, you know, every year I see all of the stuff come up and I always, you know, do whatever I can to at least put out the word of the great Terry Pratchett. I'll start talking about, you know, Discworld mostly because
we need to introduce another generation to him. He's so funny and so talented, and the world's a better place for those books.
Yes. Agreed.
And
yeah. So yeah, we got season 2 of Good Omens.
And it's
very exciting.
It's very exciting. And
so I don't know if this is going to reach all the way to Scotland, but if you are in Scotland and or planning on visiting, they are casting for season 2. I will be so jealous, and you should take lots of pictures and send them to me. Send them to us.
Both of us.
That was very...
Maybe my brother who is in Scotland can, I don't know, leave his day job and go and just be an extra.
Yep.
And he can take the pictures for us.
Yes. So we have that in.
If you are listening, that's what I want you to do.
Yes.
It's a family obligation.
Do this for us.
All right.
I was like, and I met you that one time. So we know each other.
We're best friends now.
are best friends.
All right. Well, and I think that we are drawing to a close for this episode.
No.
Oh, no. Alas. Parting in such sweet sorrow. But we will be back soon.
BRB lols. Yeah, I don't think that's something that people say. I'm old, so it's fine.
to like break it down, explain it, do a dissertation on it. From us at
Tales from Booksellers.
Yep, you know it.
To you,
the awesome listeners, we say fare thee well.
Yep, have fun, make wise choices.
Try.
Do all the fun things, read all the books.
All of them. Read Terry Pratchett.
Yes, and Neil Gaiman, and Walter Mowers and Christelle Dabo. Yes, I was like, let me read this and try to say it right off of my notes because I have notes.
Very important.
Yes, go to the library, follow the library on the social medias because chances are, even if you are in a small town, like I live in a small town, I just come over here, you know, because everybody I know lives over here. But my small town library is connected with a lot of the other small town libraries across the river. And I will say they are still doing really good work because I have noticed, because I follow them on various social medias and like the postings that they do for some of these small town libraries are really fun. They're really creative. They like, I feel like they, like somebody, whoever runs the, at least Facebook for Dearborn County Public Library System, at least follows some other people in the social media world, because I do see a lot of the same trends, but they're still great, still fun. They still do the, have you read, in quotes, a good book lately, and all of the covers are red.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like the little fun puns or whatever. And they always, I feel like, you know, during June, they had a whole like pride set up. I was like, good for you, small town library, having a little pride section. Good for you.
Well, libraries are usually on the forefront of good things and social changes that we need.
Yes.
You know, same with bookstores.
Yep.
It's a
good place to at least get information. Both sides.
And change the world.
Or one side, you know.
And the whales.
Yeah, save the whales and the turtles. And the turtles, because Discworld is literally sitting on top of four elephants on top, and then a disc. You know, it's
the Discworld.
It's the great Etuin, and then the elephants, and then the disc.
We could literally do a whole season just on Terry Pratchett.
Girl, don't tempt me.
But
do not tempt
but
me.
But we should say goodbye and mean it.
Okay. We should do the Midwest goodbye, where we just keep saying goodbye but never go away.
Why, you stand at our car?
Yeah, stand at the car, say, okay, I gotta go, and then start talking about something else. So,
or we could...
Chicken nuggets? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No. We're done.
We're done.
Have fun.
One of us is not Midwest. You're not Midwestern either.
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay. Georgia.
Should not do that accent.
Yes.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.